Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while
Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes a Spider-Man.
Oh, Kevin's pulled a bit of a sneaky on us this morning. That's right, I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So we're talking about a couple of films this week. That one, I think, gave us a little bit of a hint to one of us.
Yes, we're talking about two. We're going to be talking about two arch enemies here: Deadpool and Spider-Man.
I don't think they were arch enemies. I thought they got along quite well.
No, they got they sort of had a couple of punch-ons, you know, in the original comics and the cartoon series and so on. But here, they're completely separate.
Okay, all right. So first off, we're talking about Once Upon a Deadpool. This is the Deadpool Christmas special.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so basically, it's Deadpool 2, but with Ryan Reynolds trying to make it more family-friendly.
Right.
So naturally, when you want to make something family-friendly, you get Fred Savage in to try and replicate the Princess Bride against his will. And
the great movie right there, yeah. Princess Bride.
Yeah, the Fred Savage bits were absolutely brilliant. Almost all of them got me howling with laughter and the audience laughing as well. And the stuff from the original Deadpool 2, minus the violence, all of it was still really, obviously it's still Deadpool 2. I really liked the story, the acting, the action, and so on. But the main issue that I had was that because of all of these changes and chopping bits up from Deadpool 2 and adding new bits in and altering scenes and replacing scenes, it sort of started messing around with the pacing a little bit too much. So you didn't really feel the tension that you got from the original Deadpool 2. And I just didn't really think that it justified a rewatch. In my case, I'd already seen it. And there was also still some sexual discussion that probably wouldn't actually be for a family audience.
Still not quite for the kids. Unless you're a real mad Deadpool fan, probably not worth the wait on this one.
I should mention, I think that the reason why this is even coming out is Deadpool is buying Fox, and that means X-Men and Deadpool, and I think Ryan Reynolds saw an opportunity to try and make Deadpool family friendly and get into the next Avengers film. But I think in this case, the experiment, I don't think it pulled off.
Disney is buying Fox, you mean?
Disney is buying Fox, yeah.
All right, second film of the week, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What do we think? This one's getting rave reviews.
Wow, this is probably... I know I said that Avengers Infinity War was probably the best superhero movie I've ever seen, but I think this one maybe nearly tops it. So essentially, Miles Morales is the first time it's focusing on a Spider-Man that is not Peter Parker. Miles Morales is the hero and lives in New York with Peter Parker as Spider-Man. But when Miles gets bitten by another radioactive spider, he seeks out Peter Parker and to become a trainee Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. So Peter Parker already exists in the universe of Miles Morales.
Yes.
Okay. I was a little bit confused with the fact they seem to be adding a great deal of characters from other spider continuities into it.
Yeah, so the other Spider-Men all come from different continuities, but I don't want to give the game away too much when it regards to the other Spider-Men from other the multiverses and universes and so on. But yeah, and then the two of them end up getting roped into a conspiracy involving a multiverse. And I thought that, look, I'll admit, yeah, it's the same studio that brought us the Emoji Movie, so I didn't exactly have my hopes up, but I was absolutely blown away by this movie. The animation was beautiful. It seemed like it was hand-drawn, or like it was cel-shaded. Parts of it, I think, were computer animated, but either way, it all came together to make an absolutely gorgeous animated film. The story itself, you might think having, you know, six Spider-Men ends up becoming a bit, you know, might make the threat too laughably easy, as we've maybe had seen in previous, you know, superhero movies where you just think they could just defeat the bad guy in, what, like 10 minutes? But in this case, that's not the case. They all have different abilities and personalities and so on. They're all fleshed out characters. And the voice acting, you're a big fan of superhero movies, right, Sean?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Well, there's another guy who's a big fan, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my goodness.
He dials down his usual Nicolas Cage-iness and brings an absolutely great performance as Spider-Man Noir, along with Shameik Moore and Jake Johnson, as rounding out the cast of other Spider-Men. And the writing as well, it was, there were loads of funny bits, there were loads of sad bits and action parts, and all the writing was just so good that every single beat that it hit landed with the audience, up to and including Stan Lee's cameo. I felt like three emotions at the same time. It was, it was, the writing was great. But the one issue that I had with it is that, you know, you're pretty familiar with Spider-Man, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen all the films. I'm pretty aware of his comic backstory.
Yeah, and the cartoon series from the 60s.
I would have seen some episodes of it, yeah.
Right. Because the movie does sometimes rely a little bit on background jokes regarding the Raimi film specifically, not the Amazing Spider-Man with James Garfield or, Andrew Garfield. Not so much them, but also made a couple of references to memes originating from the 60s animated, which I thought was a little bit specific, but like if you're familiar with all of these aspects of Spider-Man, then you would get more of the jokes.
All right, and good for the kids?
Excellent. Like, excellent. Way better for the kids than Deadpool, trust me.
All right, terrific. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev there talking to us about Once Upon a Deadpool. You know, it is a recut of Deadpool 2, so unless you're a massive, massive fan, you're probably going to give that one a miss. But otherwise, very funny by the looks of things.